Nedarim daf ayin tes amid beis shir number 2. We're going from the start of the Gemara, just under the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. Nidre inui nefesh hu de mefer. She'ein behen inui nefesh einu mefer. The Mishnah told us that any neder that the wife or the daughter makes, which has what's called inui nefesh, which causes an affliction, it affects her physically, so then the husband or the father can cancel those nedarim. It sounds like any neder that she makes which does not have inui nefesh, he cannot cancel. For hotanya, but the Braisa tells us, bein ish leishtoi, bein av levitoi, the Pasuk says, a neder made between the wife and her husband, or between the father, or the man and his wife, or the husband and his daughter, and we learn from that Pasuk, melamed shabal mefer nedarim shebeino leveina, that the husband can cancel nedarim that affect him and her. Any neder, even if it does not cause inui nefesh, but any neder which has an effect, has a ramification on the marriage, on him or her, so then he can cancel it. So it seems to be that the rule of our Mishnah, at least the inference of our Mishnah, is incorrect. You can cancel nedarim even if there isn't inui nefesh. So now we have to answer up. How come it sounds like in our Mishnah that the husband or the father can only cancel nedarim that she makes that have inui nefesh, yet the Braisa seems to say clearly that he can cancel any neder that has an effect on the relationship? So Amri, they said, to answer this question, that halin v'halin mefer, really, both types of nedarim he can cancel, the nedarim that have inui nefesh and the nedarim that affect the relationship. Mihu inui nefesh, however, there's a difference. If the neder contains inui nefesh, then mefer la'olam, his cancellation serves to cancel the neder forever. Aval ein behen inui nefesh, but if she makes a neder which doesn't have inui nefesh, well then, kede'isa t'choyse havya hafara, then while she's under his authority, his cancellation is a cancellation. But miki megareshla, but as soon as he divorces her, chayla la nidra, then her neder reactivates. You see, if it's inui nefesh, his cancellation is absolute. But if it's not inui nefesh, if it's just another type of neder, well then his cancellation might not be forever. It might only be while she's married to him. And that's talking about the devarim shebeino lebeino she'ein ba'en inui nefesh. That's if it's a neder which is between him and her, which doesn't have inui nefesh. But aval yesh ba'en inui nefesh, if it does have inui nefesh, lo chayla lanidra, then her neder does not come back when they get divorced. So basically what we're saying is that both nedarim with inui nefesh, and even nedarim which are just beinoi lebeino, he can cancel. But the difference is if there's inui nefesh, his cancellation is permanent. But if there's not inui nefesh, it only works to cancel the neder while she's under his authority, either the husband or the father. But as soon as that authority is dissolved through divorce, let's say, then the neder comes back again. So says the Gemara, V'devarim she'ein b'em inui nefesh, ki megarish l'chaylala. What? So if the neder she made does not have inui nefesh, and he cancels it, but as soon as they get divorced, the neder comes back again? For hot to none. But we've got a Mishnah which tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, he says that when a woman makes a neder that prohibits her handiwork to her husband, the halacha is yafer, he should still cancel that neder, because even though the neder actually doesn't affect him, because she can't also something that he already has rights to. But what he should do is yaf, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he should cancel the neder. Why? Because shem yirgar shena usay asur aloy. Because maybe he'll divorce her, and then that neder that she made will prohibit him from being able to remarry her. So rather cancel the neder. But what do you see? You see that cancelling the neder would work even after, the cancellation stays effective even after they get divorced. So Alma, apparently, kimagarishla umefa lama ikara havya hafara. If he divorces her after having already nullified the neder, that nullification serves as a permanent nullification. So we suggested earlier that there were certain nedarim, not the ones with inui nefesh, the ones without inui nefesh. His cancellation would only work while they're married, but it would get reactivated upon divorce. But over here you see clearly that divorce does not reactivate the neder. So rather, we need to respond with a different answer. So Omri the Chachamim said, Halin v'halin havi hafara. Really, let's go back again. Both these ones and those ones are good cancellations. You can cancel a neder with inui nefesh, and you can cancel a neder which just affects the marriage. But ela nidre inui nefesh mefer, bein la'atzmo bein la'acherim. If the neder had inui nefesh, then he can cancel the neder, whether it has an effect on him, or whether it has an effect on other people. Meaning, the neder will, the cancellation will be nullified, even if he divorces her, and the neder is nullified both for him and for other people. But if it's ein bahen inui nefesh, if the neder was made without inui nefesh, well, then that's the difference. La'atzmoy mefer. If he cancels it, then he cancels it. It stays cancelled for him even after divorce. But la'acherim, but for other people, then eino mefer. Then it will not be cancelled. Meaning, when he divorces her, it reactivates. V'hachi katani, and this is what it means to teach, that eilu nedarim shehu mefer bein la'atzma bein la'acherim nedarim sheyesh ben inui nefesh. Our Mishnah means that when the husband, in order for the husband to be able to cancel a neder, and that cancellation will stay effective both for himself and for other people, that's if the neder was a neder with inui nefesh. But if the neder was without inui nefesh, it just affected him, so then he could cancel the neder, and it would stay cancelled for him forever. Just as soon as he divorces her, for other people, the neder gets reactivated. And that's how we answer up all the different cases. Now, just to get started in the next sugya, we said in the Mishnah that if she says, im erchatz, the Tanakhama said that it's considered a neder with inui nefesh, and therefore the husband and the wife, and the husband and the father could cancel this neder. So the Gemara says, hey, chikamar, what's actually being said? What's she saying when she says this, im erchatz, if I bathe? So, if you're going to say that what she means to say is like this, she's saying, that the fruits, the produce of the world are forbidden to me if I bathe. Well, then, then why would he be able to cancel that? That's not a neder with inui nefesh, because all she needs to do is just not bathe. As long as she doesn't bathe, then she'll still be able to eat the produce of the world. So that shouldn't be considered a neder of inui nefesh. V'oid, and furthermore, b'ha lema Rabbi Yosi ein elu nidra inui nefesh. Are you going to tell me that that's what Rabbi Yosi was saying is not inui nefesh? It should be considered inui nefesh, because if she does bathe, then all of the fruits of the world will be also to her. So either way, everyone should agree it's not inui nefesh, or everyone would agree that at some point it is inui nefesh. There should be no machloikis. So therefore we're left off holding at this point of the Gemara, not understanding the statement of the Mishnah. When the Tanakhama said that an example of a neder with inui nefesh is where she says, if I bathe, we're not really sure what that means. If it means this, then everyone would agree it's not inui nefesh. If it means that, then everyone agrees that it is inui nefesh. So therefore, we need to re-examine the statement in the Mishnah and figure out on the next daf what it actually means.